Hi, welcome to a quick update on some great ways to get your work out and about. One way is to have a look at writers or creators that are inspiring or really forging a path and getting ahead quite fast. I was so lucky to work with Amy Bethan Evans on some dramaturgy that she helped me with, and looking at her progress just recently is so encouraging, because having experienced Libby's Eyes at the Bunker Theatre in London just a few months ago, it's so exciting to see that she has a brand new show, Tinted, in association with Bloomsbury Festival in London just this week. Now, the wonderful thing is to read that it was originally commissioned by a smaller theatre, 503, a great theatre in London, as part of The Woods Are Coming Now. And so seeing it grow and expand is just really a great example of how you can have a seed of theatre just grow and grow into a big fat oak tree. So starting from your acorn, you can move forward that way. So Bloomsbury Theatre is a terrific theatre right in the central of London, and Extant Theatre is the company that presented Tinted, and originally commissioned too by the Open Door Project, which is funded by the Greater London Fund for people with visionary impairment. And this is what makes it so exciting, because to actually witness work by people with a slightly different perception, I guess, of the world around is just deeply insightful. So last year, Extant Theatre presented Catching the Ghost by Chris Campion at Bloomsbury Festival. And so this year we have Tinted. And the synopsis here: a partially sighted woman browses the internet in the wake of Me Too and stops at her ex-boyfriend's posts. It's time to make some changes in her life. The straw that breaks the camel's back is easily spotted, but the haystack preceding it remains hidden from a sighted person's view. When you're brought up in dark, giant dark glasses, and a gradual discovery about what you can't do, everything ends up a bit tinted. Now that is where I really like Amy works with the title there into the plot, Tinted. And this is such a great response to the whole Me Too scenario, a good way to have a look at a story that echoes that through. So that's just a little profile there of some work that's growing and flourishing in London. If you're a writer, then it's a lovely way to feel heartened and to look at smaller theatre companies that will perhaps develop a piece and then it can grow into something bigger, and to feel really encouraged that everything you write does have a point and will be part of a theatre ecosystem and people will see it upstream perhaps at a later time. So I'm really excited to see Tinted move into a bigger space again, and perhaps for a longer run too. So that's something to watch out for. Whatever you're up to this weekend, I hope you're able to catch and support emerging writers and artists around you, because hopefully then the whole energy comes back to you and other people are out and about supporting you too, because everybody needs that sense of network, that sense of being part of the creative community in order to flourish, build confidence and develop your voice really in a relatively safe environment. Everybody needs feedback, but also encouragement. Otherwise, nobody's going to get anywhere. So this was just a little midweek preview of work to come by Amy Bethan Evans, a really exciting writer and also dramaturge based in London. So perhaps we'll be previewing your work here again next time. If you've enjoyed this, do click like and do check out my books on Amazon. And here's to you and to your success.